I voted against the Baywalk sidewalk both times. I really didn't think that was the answer. I don't think that was the only thing that was the problem at Baywalk. I think we needed to look at other options for not only Baywalk, but all the downtown businesses that are struggling right now. Things for teens to do, protesters, panhandling, parking. These are all things that are difficult for urban environments, and we needed to address all of them for not only Baywalk, but every business downtown.
And another hot topic is the Rays Stadium. Of course, about 2 years ago, they came to the city and said, we want to build a new waterfront stadium. That waterfront location eventually got turned down, but they still are probably seeking a new stadium. What do you think the answer is there?
Well, I think we need to have discussions and listen to their proposals. The stadium is aging, and the city has to take some responsibility. We built a stadium when the commissioner told us not to, and did so without a lot of input from a major league team. So there are some problems with the flow of the stadium. You can't go completely around the outfield, things like that. And if we want to keep the Rays, we need to work with them, listen to some proposals, and look at every option that we can in order to keep them. The cost is going to be a factor. I think that if it's a lot of tax money, we should go to referendum, see if the people want to spend their tax dollars in that way. But we definitely need to have discussions with them every day and as soon as possible.
Currently, St. Petersburg does not have a curbside recycling program, but the county has offered to provide a program. What do you see in the future as far as curbside recycling in the city, and if so, how soon?
I think curbside recycling is important. I think what we need to understand, though, is the item that fills our landfill the most is building material. And certainly in an area prone to storms, I think we really need to address that. Close to over 25, almost 29% of what goes in landfill is building material. And I think it's important to look at ways to recycle that. It'll extend our landfill much longer than the plastic bottles, newspapers, which can be recycled through the private sector now. I'm not opposed to recycling curbside, but I do think the bigger issue is the building material. We also need to look at hazardous waste. 10% of what goes in the landfill is hazardous, and it's very difficult right now, very onerous on the property owners to dispose of hazardous waste. So those are two things I would like to look at first.
We're speaking with Jeff Danner, chair of the St. Petersburg City Council, and Jeff Danner's running for re-election in his District 8 seat. And one thing about the city elections is that you're elected to District 8, but the whole city gets to vote. Is that something that you think needs to be looked at in the city?
No, I think once you kind of figure it out, it works well. Some cities don't have districts, and you end up with clusters of elected officials in one part of town. I think the district idea works well. It spreads the representation fairly throughout the city. We each represent about 36,000 people. You have to win your district in the primary if you have more than two, which is a good way to understand the needs of that district. And then the citywide election, you have to win citywide, so you have to know the issues on the city. So I think it works well.
And finally, if you could give our listeners some reasons why they should vote for you as opposed to your opponent.
Well, I think experience. We're going to have a new mayor. We're going to have at least one new council member. We've got some very difficult times in our economy. Our budget next year is going to be the fourth year in a row where we've had drastic reductions. Not only my 4 years on council, but have been very active in the community with the neighborhood associations, started two small business associations, worked on our planning and historic preservation commission. So I come with well over a decade of experience, and I think that's real important at this time.